Purim, Tosh, Ayin, Sunday, February 28th, Dan, Yonis of Abraham, Abdullah Yoda.
What Kiddush Hashem? What a strange thing, everybody's sober this time of day coming to learn. But the Hebrew people are sober, had to speak about Adel Yoda, who knows what we're going to speak about, who knows what people are into, or Rosh Hashem. What to add before beginning with the Kiddush Hashem that takes place in our Kehillahs. The amount of stockers that are going around now, while people are Baruch Hashem Osik in stockers, everyone's giving stockers, the Chesodim, and Shlach Monis Yisrael, and Matonis Event. It's phenomenal how many people have given from here to Yisrael in different places. It's all the Skulim, the Schutz of Kal Yisrael uniting Leich Knois Kal Yehudim, the time of such getting together, to come together. On a day of Leich Knois, the objective of people come together, taking mutual responsibility, to come together in Torah is a fascinating, outstanding thing, Kol HaKovim to the organizers and the persistence of the many years has finally paid off, and they've finally found a way here. Either way, just a thought. The Chvod Hayom, it's Shleishim Yom Kodim Lechag, as Aloch of learning Torah, Apsilchus Pesach, before the Sugis Purim. But something perhaps the strangest of Alochas we find in the whole of Shulchan Aruch, as we all know. Tomorrow famously says about Tzudas Purim, about the Simcha Purim. Michayev Inish Libesume Bepuria, a person, Omer Rova, Michayev Inish Libesume Bepuria, Adu de la Yoda, Ben Or Homel Baruch Mordechai, a person is obligated to Besume Bepuria, to become Libesume, whatever Besume is, it can mean smelling, those are arguments to smell wine, or to enjoy something, Adu de la Yoda. We take on the pashtas, pashtas are trapped in the Besume Purim to get drunk, and Purim, as Rashi says, Libesume, Lishtaker Beyan. To become drunk from wine. Agav, to get drunk from wine, can you be mekayim mechayven shel simur puria with whiskey? Bechlal, it's a mitzvah to drink whiskey. The Taka Shai, that some of us know that our place can be matter having whiskey and sherry cards, you can do the both of them together. First year I was here, nobody's hearing this, I'm sure. So the first year I was here, Mitoch Shukras, I had a good shmooze at the Rosh Basin, I gave him a shkoy for the ability to do both together. But anyway, it's a shy, let's see what's the timer. But it says, Rashi, Lishtakir Beyayin, to be drunk from wine, Abdilo Yoda, Ben Oru Homel Baruch Mokha. Your paskent in Shulchan Aruch, clearly there's a requirement to drink to this extent. Kerem Kol, the halacha in itself, why is it we find such a pronounced requirement to drink? And to have such merriment and festivity, where every Yom Tov is Aloch of Simcha, Mishtev of Simcha. The Aloch of Simcha and every Yom Tov, Simcha is Yom Tov. Mishtev is part of Simcha. In which case, Mishtev is Simcha of Yom Tov. V'asayisayim, Mishtev is Simcha of Yom Tov. Every Yom Tov also has Mishtev is Simcha. As well as the Briskerov pointed out, the fundamental distinction between Purim and every other Yom Tov, in as much as Ulad Yom Tovim, the mitzvah is simcha. Part of that simcha is eating, drinking, food. The physical part is part of the simcha. The objective is the simcha. The means to that objective is the festivity which accompanies it. Whereas by Purim, the objective is the mishtav simcha. The zeichanes is the mishtav simcha in itself. So the kind of mitzvah, the mishtav simcha, not the simcha yomta. The sudas Purim in its own right, that is the objective, that's not a means, that is the ends. And therefore, it has a shear which is, surpasses any other Yom Tov entirely. That's a very strange shear. Adel Yoda, Kodem Kol, what sort of mitzvah is it that is required a person doesn't know, seemingly flying in the face of everything we know about Avodas Hashem, but the Seichel dictates a person always should be in control, and the Shikrus is so looked down upon in Chazal, a person is a mishtaker, somebody is shriker, it's part of a mitzvah is to put oneself in a position of being a shaiter, equal to a shaiter. Some people don't have to try that hard, but those have to try hard. Typical chazal should give us to quantify a mitzvah, qualified and quantified by being a shaiter. What to try? On Tzvetan, the simon for shikras, the same thing doesn't know, Adel Yoda Zainzak. But Adel Yoda Ben Boruch. They sound even or own a both world. I got it. Between the two. I mean, yeah, it's a bit strange of what sort of sin this is. Again, flying in the face of all of the whole celebration of Purim, to take the sin of Purim, the mitzvah of Purim, and say, until you manage to get paid for Hashem, Dali, you know, got there, you know. Say that somebody was saying Shema, somebody banging in the back. Got it, now carry on. So you get there, I didn't know, maybe I mistakes, so you can stop that part of what sort of sin is. It's very strange to understand. Even more difficult to understand is the halachas which a person would be exempt by l'chayra by becoming to the stage of shikras. How can it be worthwhile as far as mishnah simcha exempting oneself from other mitzvahs at the same time? So all in all, it's a very difficult halacha to understand. You know, the various different insights into it. The Chazal uses this term. It must have relevance. It must have a reason and meaning. It's not stam. Chas v'sholom. It's not stam. So Siman Ba'almud has to have a reason and reason. So I'm going to suggest a few different points about it. Ki Yodua the Mefarshim will ask this question on in the Shulchan Aruch Rishonim. Tosfos says, first of all, the Gemara Megillah famously, the Yodav and Oron Lebaruch Mordechai. Tosfos Yerushalmi, in the Yerushalmi, Tzarur HaZeresh, Brucha Es, Tarun Kol HaShor, Bruchim Kol HaYehudim, there's a long list of Shoshanes Yaakov, there's a long pew, there's so much to understand it, but the son of a Samechi, Tcheles Mordechai, there's so many deep things in it. That's a long pizman. Tosfos said, it's not specifically the Oron Lebaruch Mordechai, this pizman, which we meant to say, but Yerushalmi quotes, if you don't remember the words, and bearing in mind, it's before the printed word was so prevalent, so if you no longer could rattle off Shoshanes Yaakov fluently, maybe even the Hemshul Shoshanes Yaakov, that's a simon you've been drinking too much. It's not necessarily the Orham Nebuch Mazak quote to Tosfos Salam, where Tosfos learns. Having said that, but why should Chazal give this sort of shir? So the Rabbi says, and the Mishmur quotes in Bialoch here, the Rabbi says for a simple reason, or basic reason, fundamental reason, that since all the turning points of Purim happened through Mishteh Besimcha, through Mishteh Hayayin, part of the celebration of Purim is reenacting and remembering that through Mishteh Hayayin all this occurred. Perhaps on a deeper level, the Rabbi is saying is that for the Mishteh Hayayin, the Hester, the Nechi Haster Aster, which is a simon for Esther, happened in Mishteh Hayayin, both the Averus and the turnaround. So we can take something which we're turning around throughout the year. Mishteh Hayayin isn't good, and we're turning it around, as it were, through the Mishteh Hayayin, which concealed all these points. It is pivotal to the whole story, so the pivot in our celebration is taking that Yayin and turning it into Avet Hashem of sorts. That's how the Rambam learns. It's a commemoration of all the things that happened as a result. The Rambam learns, as Rambam adds here, doesn't mean Yeshem din tzorech lishtakir kol kach and yishti yeisam milimut. It doesn't mean you have to be drunk. Mamish says, Shukhanov says, Chai bin Hashem sumer pura deriyoda bin olam lebok mod chai. Yeshem is a zumo din tzorech lishtakir kol kach and yishti yeisam milimut more than a person normally does. But Yishon, through that he will sleep. Umiteich shiyoshin eni yodeh bin olam lebok mod chai says, a real person is no longer aware because he falls asleep. And if a person falls asleep, then the person has got to a point you no longer can enjoy Purim because you're asleep. Maybe people enjoy sleeping, that's not enjoyable to Purim. And if that's the case, you put it as a result, and Mr. Rambam learns this way, that actually, until a person, that you keep celebrating, they say you shop until you drop, or you drink until, you wink, or you drink until you fall asleep. So again, it's a similar dover, it doesn't have relevance in its own meaning, it's a shir, it's a gavul, as a famously, the Taz brings about this moment, before the Taz Abbas, the Nadi fragment says famously at a special Gilead Novi, and the Cholim came to him, Pshat is difficult, Pshat in the mitzvah, Abdel Yodim, and Orlan Baruch Motre, so the Adi Ephraim, you know what the Pshat is, and the Cholim, Ad Volei Ad Bichla. Ad Volei Ad Bichla. And somebody got to have a Cholim as she was, I don't know what she was, and he saw it, but in any case, Ad Volei Ad Bichla, there's a special Gilead he had, that the mitzvah isn't to get to that point, till that stage, don't get to that stage. Ad Volei Ad Bichla, the person does, his point is to continue. So the pshat is that Adle Yoda, drink and be merry. And that's the actual objective of feasting, of being merry, enjoying the Simchas Yom Tov, more than just the Simchas Yom Tov, the Suda and Mishnah, but only as long as remains a Simchas Purim. And that is as long as you yet there. If you're not yet there, it's as long as Simchas Purim, so make sure you stop before that. It's still difficult to understand, even with this Pirush, this pshat, what the Adel Yoda is. If it simply means don't go over the overboard to find Adel Yoda and Oral Homle Baruch Modcha, to use that. Just say, actually there, before you get to the stage of Shaitan, to pick out a simon, a mnemonic, something to remember by, which is seemingly, almost thinks at times saying a Baruch Homon, suggesting a Baruch Homon element to it, it's still very difficult to understand why the simon is picked out. So famously, the Magen Avraham says, on Adel Yoda, we know only Baruch Mordechai, Moghe Avraham, it's famous, I think we all know this Moghe Avraham, if we don't, let's try and work it out. He says, Oral Homon, what's the Gematria of Oral Homon? Aleph Reish, Vav Reish is 407, Homon is 95, together it's 502. What's the Gematria of Baruch? 228, Mordechai, 240, 260, 270, and something else, what else go? 272, put the two together, you've got 502. He says, adding together Baruch Mordechai, I'm not making the judgment for you. Says the Rami Avraham, Adela Yoda, and you keep drinking Adela Yoda till you're no longer aware, you can't make the cheshbon of Or Homer. I had difficulty as I tried to illustrate. Or Homer, both Mordechai, that they both 502. Gewaltig, the mnemonic Chazal gave, the remes they gave, is the same to match. If you can't make that calculation, stop, get yourself a new accountant. No, just stop drinking. Adloyota, we're all about Mordechai. So that's a deeper meaning, it's a similar dover, but it's a nicer similar. It shows the Ruach HaKodesh in the words of Chazal, Zido Epes Ligdo. But all Gufa Kasha, why they're the same similar? Why they're the same Gematria? But you have, Baruch Mordechai should be sullied by association with being the same numerical value as Oral Homoth. So the Goyen says, Adloyota, the Goyen the Tas says, similarly, Adloyota doesn't mean Adloyota in terms of the words, it doesn't mean in terms of Baruch Mordechai and Oral Homoth and reversing the words. It means Adloyota in terms of the Nisim, in terms of the outcome of Purim, two things occurred. We had the enemies of Klal Yisrael, Haman had galvanized all the enemies to come together, and Klal Yisrael were a threat as a result. So you had all those enemies sitting on the sidelines, sitting below the surface, waiting to be brought out. On the other hand, Klal Yisrael were the Sakona, and they faced mortal danger. After the Nes of Purim, we got rid of all the Oral Hamons. We got rid of Haman had his downfall. All the enemies with him had their downfalls. The enemies were gone. And Baruch Mordechai, Klal Yisrael lifted up again. There was a tremendous Hatzalah for Klal Yisrael. Physical Hatzalah, through that, a spiritual revival. Kibul v'kibul, as we all know, Chazal tell us. Kibul Masha, Kibul Kvar, rededication to Torah, Mitzvah, Simcha, Mitzvah, Simcha, Mitzvah, etc. All came through this turnaround. So Adlo Yoda, out of these two elements, which is greater, or Ramon, or Baruch Mordechai, which is greater, until you no longer can analyze that, if a person can't analyze this, stop. Two different elements, you can't analyze the Nes, you can't be Bal Musa, you will be Purim Suda. You can't speak deeper Sashkofus and Bali Musa. Adlo Yoda, or Ramon, or Baruch Mordechai, then which one's greater? Stop. You've had enough. Very Musadic approach. Very Musadic approach. Sit there at the Seder Purim. Then start discussing after the three Kaddish and the second Kaddish and the third Kaddish and the fourth Kaddish and the fifth Kaddish and these things. Until he can't get on his head, it's just a shmuz. Oh, he bought it. Interesting. So, but not how I wanted to share with you, though. And Ben Ishchai says in the Gemara Ben Yoyodah, in the spirit of Ben Yoyodah, says Adel Yoda, the Icarus of Or Homna Baruch Mordechai, what happens between Or Homna Baruch Mordechai, there are various different interpretations on the Or Homna Baruch Mordechai. Perhaps it's a slightly different mahalach. It's also a mahalach, I think it's a mahalach achai. Eile pekudei ha-mishkan, mishkan ha-edus. Parshas pekudei. In fact, from the beginning of Parshas, Truma Tetzaveh, Vayakel pekudei, we have 4.5 parshas, including the parts of Kisiso, all about the mishkan. Everything is spelt out in detail. Everything is elaborated on clearly in Truma and in Tetzaveh, and then repeated almost ad infinitum, Vayakel and Pekudei. And then finally, told it's put together, the Mishkan is all put up. Vayasu, Vasisa, Vayasu, 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 Kashir, Tzim, Hashem, Moshe, Hashem had instructed Moshe. They did this, made the Oren, Kashir, Hashem, Moshe. They made the cross, Kashir, Hashem, Moshe, the Urias, Kashir, Tzim, Hashem, Moshe. 20 times it says, Kashir, Tzim, Hashem, Moshe. Now, all of Hilchot Shabbos, from Eile, over Eile, they hinted at us, the Mishnah says, in the end of the first paragraph, Kagig, Aroim, Atalim, Vesam. Like a mountain hanging on a hairbreadth. The Torah is so mekatzer to make sure only exactly what needs to be mentioned is mentioned. And you have whole mesechtes hinted at. And here you have Meleches HaMishkan, Leshati, repeated and repeated, and Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, again and again and again and again. How come? Just say, Kasher Hashem, ditto, no. Say the end, but you've also got a coil Kasher Hashem Es Moshe. So the Beis Halevi in tremendous yisod. So the Beis Halevi, according to Svarnu list, according to one mahalach in the Medrash, the Mishkan was the kapora for the Chet Ha'Egel. How do we understand the Chet Ha'Egel? How is it possible Klal Yisrael standing at Har Sinai, Aseres Adibris, straight after Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, Rosh Hashim, Chalayam, Asher, Oye, Chesnu, Membuzi, you got the highest level, Svira Soime, Hachonus, Kabbalah Satoiro. And a few short days later, 41 days later, they're dancing around an Egel Hazol. How do you understand it? One thing is clear, that our basic, naive understanding, the way we understood the Pesukim is it danced around the golden calf, so that it can't be pshat. It doesn't make sense. It's too irrational to be pshat. Because the Beis Halevi, we understand pshat what the eagle represented, but it's far deeper than meets the eye. And he quotes Ramban, Kirdab, Hashem, Zerah, Kodesh, that they, Klal Yisrael, when they saw that Moshe Rabbeinu Vayar Kibeshesh, Vayarom Kibeshesh Moshe, they panicked. They've been on the highest spiritual plane. and it felt everything had been brought together, they'd been brought to that pinnacle of Moshe Rabbeinu being the interlocutor between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. They'd been brought to a level when the worthy of Kabbalah Satera had gone to bring down Kabbalah Satera, the Lucha, his Nemesari, and Aloch Lamesh, all these things are coming, and suddenly it wasn't. What's going to unite us? How are we going to keep together? How are we going to keep Ayicham Shom Israel? How are we going to keep the level we had? Says Rambam, they created something which was akin, was like making a base Amedrash, a rallying point. Whatever it means, why an Egel? Why is an Egel Azor? What Egel represented, Egel Ben Shoyin under the Kis Yaakov, a deeper meaning. They had a rallying point to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kichad Hashem Ocha, they said. They didn't say Kichad Lavid Azor, Kachad Azor. They went to Har HaKohen to make it. So the objective in making the Egels of the base, I'll be quoting Rishonim, is to make a rallying point, to keep that Gadlus, to keep that Vayicham Shom, to keep the level of Kabbalah Satoira. And what happened? The complete opposite. They ended up being El David Azor. They died, they were killed as a result. How come? What went wrong? What did they do wrong? How did it descend from such a noble objective to being such a lonely outcome? The Beis Halevi, there's one mistake they made. He says, Stel zich voor, let's imagine for a moment, you have Betzalel and Uri ben Chur. They knew it was Yodea Lachshev Machshoves. He knew the thoughts, he knew the kavonis behind everything that was done in the Mishkan. He knew the deeper secrets of every flower and engraving on the menorah, and exactly why the shape of the Kruvim had to be exactly the way they were, and the Pnei Kruvim. And he knew the faces and shapes on the Urias and everything that went on. Stolzachor had sat down beforehand and worked it out using all the Seidais and the Seidais of Kabbalah and the deeper secrets and all the things he understood in his brilliance. And he set about building a Mishkan, exactly as he understood, Lachshev Machshoves, without being instructed to do so. So to Beis Halevi, it would have been Avodah Zorah. Avodah Zorah, a Mishkan. Menorah, serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Eir Shal Torah. Oh, Chochmah, the sixth Chochmah, point in the seventh one, and Chag Chesed, which was the Chesed, and Malchus, all the Eir Makim, all the things in Menorah. Avodah Zorah. Says the Beis Halevi, because every mitzvah we do, we're pulling down the physical manifestation. Yaakov, Chemel Nachlosim, Chaim Eloshin explains. Chemel, we're like a rope, we're holding this end of the rope, you know, you pull a rope, and you shake it down here, reverberates right to the other end of the rope, wherever that may be. Yaakim Chevel Nachlosi, we're holding the rope down here. The other end is in the Romes, in the Flakes Yaakovoid. Every mitzvah we do has ramifications and reverberations from level to level to the Flakes Yaakovoid. And as a result, if we do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends our Shpor down. When does a mitzvah become a mitzvah which has that connection after it's connected with its rope? If it doesn't have its ruchni astika mokir, if it wasn't commanded, if it's an action of shaking a palm branch, a tree, to take a lemon, it means nothing. After it's civilly, then taking a luluf and esra, it creates a difference in the lomb, it creates a spiritual reality. And you're shaking the rope down here and you're making an effect, a reality, a spiritual effect, which is a reality at the time, in the world above, Lifnekis Yaakovit. But you need the tzivui to connect what we're doing with its source. When you have that connection, when that connection has been made, the tzivui, the instruction, then every mitzvah we do has a place and effect in the highest level. Take away the connection, or create something without the connection, without in the broader parameters of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to create my own way, that's Avodah Zorah. Because it means my avodah is something empty, bereft, meaningless, empty, and nonsensical ritual. Whether it's a totem pole, or it's the mistakes of the reform. All the same. Meaningless, empty ritual with no meaning. It's not mitzvah, it's faket, it's aver, it takes a person made for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zotli Beis Halevi. That was the mistake of the Egel Hazov. The chet, the sin of the Egel Hazov, was to do something which may have been well-meaning. On their level, the depth of what the idea of making a rallying point, replacing Moshe Rabbeinu, something to have, to hold on, gewaldig a cheshbonus. But without it, tzivui, Klal Yisrael creating Avodas Hashem without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, giving us the source, the Avodah, that is Avodah Zorah. Once Avodah Zorah, even the best intentions, taking Har HaKohen first into murder with Chur, and was it? After murder came by Yikum Letzachek, everything became permissible. It took away the whole meaning of being Avdei Hashem. It became people creating a ritual and not becoming Avdei Hashem. I don't have time now, but that's the whole tikkun of the Parah Aduma. With that, he answers the famous stira. You know, Shem HaMelech says about Parah Aduma, Amarti Echkoma B'Yerechaykim, and the only thing that Shem HaMelech couldn't fathom was Parah Aduma was beyond him, even the Chochem Mikol Odom. You know, they say, Achinuch writes, he's scared to pick up his pen and mention anything about Parah Aduma, because of its depths and its secrets. And yet Rashi is a very simple reason for Parah Aduma, from Rabbi Shad HaAshim. Tova Imo, the Kaneach says, we know. Let the mother come and clean up the mess left behind by the child. If we did a mess of the Egel Azov, the symbolism, take a Parah Aduma, burn its ashes. This is putting right the Egel Azov. Tumma Kavlis, will take, turn away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, death, I mean, it's always called death, Rashi says. And it's red, connected the gold, etc. Take the ash, like Rashi made the ground up. Everything corresponds. Rashi gives you a chukas. So what's so hard? It's very simple. Mati Echma, you're a chalik, can we marry? There's a base of Levi, Gavod. I haven't got time to go to the Duke, he says, a mirror of the Gavod. He says, the chet of the Egel was doing things without mitzvah because of our seichel. The tikkun of the Egel is having a mitzvah which we'll never understand. That alone, we never understand the value of Marti Echkoma. How can we understand? You'll never understand it. Now go and do it. Doing something you never understand, you'll never get to its depths. But doing it all the same, Kashi, Tziva Hashem, that is the tikkun of the Egel. That's the Tova Ima Tekane Achse Azbeno. A mitzvah you'll never understand, but doing it out mitzvah, Kashi, Tziva Hashem, that is a tikkun Egel. That's Parah Aduma. Zogdi, Beis Halevi. That's the Yesod of why the Mishkan was a tikkun for the Chet HaEgel as well. About the Mishkan, there could have been every intention. Take the greatest artists, although the Ramban says, Kaisot didn't have artisans, they were working it was only Hashem, those whose heart ruled and they found Chochmah slave, they found aspiration ruling the inspiration. Nonetheless, maybe could have designed a better air conditioning circuit or set up in the Mishkan. It doesn't say about the floor, make it put his own flooring, a nice design, nice pictures, a better ventilation for the mirror, in addition, a better process. Well, I'm sure the mirror is nice, but maybe the steps around it, put a circular thing. I've got lovely designs you can have, very practical ones. The whole tikkun of the Chet HaEgel was to have something which was specified down to the last indentation, the last knock, the last thread, the last thread size, and do it all kasher, tziva Hashem es Moshe. Why is Eile Pekudi HaMishkon, as the Medrash says, a tikkun for Eile Lehecha Yisrael? Why is the number and count of the Mishkon, everything counted, specified exactly as instructed? Why is it a tikkun for Eile Lehecha Yisrael? Because it was all Kashet Tzivo Hashem Es Moshe. Ich weiß nicht. We don't know. We think we may know. We can build Mishkons. We can do things. We rely on our own idea. End up in Eile Lehecha. The tikkun is having something which Seichel says it's so easy to do. We can add our own ways. Kasha Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. Parshas Pekudei is a whole tikkun of the Chet HaEgel. I don't think it's rochek to suggest the whole chet, the whole sin which led to the sakona, was merachefes ubon klal Yisrael, which hovered over klal Yisrael. In Shushan, it was the cheshbonus we made. We should go. Peace of the realm, Shalom Malchus, eat from the Suda, we can't offend, good citizens, lovely cheshbonos. Even bowing down to the authority. Listen, the High Court said something, you've got to bow down to Homer, you've got to listen to the Supreme Court now we've got. You've got to listen to them, 100%. You've got to bow down. No calculations. Some is mutter, some is also, don't change a key who's there. Not in the slightest. Cheshbonos is a halacha. Rabbi said it's halacha. Ki hu zeh, we don't change. That was the attitude of Mordechai, which made him so unpopular. And Klal Yisrael at the time thought they were doing the right thing. And who was wrong and who was right? After you saw that it was Mordechai, it's not just Mordechai the person, but Mordechai's attitude. It was the Tcheles Mordechai. The Farshim tell us Tcheles Mordechai was the Tcheles he was wearing, the tzitzis he was wearing. When he was on the way, Kivel Asus, that's something the Belzer Rebbe, one of the Belzer Rebbe says. He says, even the Markim al Asus, so Mary did a thing. We know that the daughter of Haman threw the pail over her father because she presumed that the person eating it was Mordechai. Kai Yisrael made no such mistake because even though it's dressed in royal robes, how do you know it's Mordechai? Because even he's being led on the horse, he stayed apart. I'm not one of them. I still have my tcheles. And that's why after he gets off the horse, he went back to his sackcloth, he went back to his fasting and to his sackcloth, he didn't forget who he was. Aloch is aloch, Torah is Torah, right is right and wrong is wrong, and that attitude prevailed. That's why Chazal tell us he was only Rotsi Lerovech, not the Kolechov. The challenge is then. The whole story of Purim, if you analyze it, rails around making Chishbonos. Ad de lo yoda, Rabbi Yisai. The drinking of Purim is Seletus Neru, Mivais Nisht. It wasn't Baruch Mordechai that saved us, it wasn't Or HaHomer that threatened us. It can be Baruch reverse and Or reverse. We know why we're in danger is we didn't do Kasha Tzir HaShem Es Moshe. We made Chishbonos. And the tickle of that is Ad de lo yoda. We don't know our Chishbonos. We're going to drink on the Sudas Purim up till we have no Chishbonos. It's not this person, it's not that event, it's not we got into danger because of Haman, we got saved because of Mordechai. These were the factors. HaKadosh Baruch was pushing the pieces. Where was the Sakona Abdullah Yada? We thought we knew. We thought we could make Chishbonos. We thought we have our own ways of working it out. It's wrong. Abdullah Yada is the Shira because that is the tikkun of putting right the source of what happened on Purim. And we can put right our attitudes for after Purim. To do it through the very same Mishteh v'Simcha in which they made their mistakes in making the Cheshbonos. We turn the Suda into something which takes away our ability to make Cheshbonos and to rely entirely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the time we've been threatened, and we are threatened, like no other in recent memory, of a Sarah V'Oyev who openly has as his objective to wipe out Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael Chas V'Sholem Oyle Yisir. We have to remember Adur Yad V'Veisenisht. We haven't got politicians and politics and diplomacy. To respond to all those who are making decisions, have Siyat Hashemai to make the right decisions. They should be Shtav Eschus, they should make the right decisions. What we do about is Adel Ad Meveis Tashchashboimus. We have to do what's up to us. Mischazik and all the things, Mashmit Chizuk. Mischazik and Chasodim, Melech Knois, Kalevodim, the stockers which are going on, the Chasodim which are going on, in difficult times, everybody's caring for each other, Baruch Hashem. Let this attitude continue. In the Achdus it is prevalent. When we dress up and we hide ourselves, somehow everybody manages to get on and say hello, beat the person in the street. Let that continue. If we had the Leich Knois continuing, we can do what we can. We don't have to make Chishbonos. We know with Hashem, this time next year we won't be having Purim. It'll be tomorrow, because we're in Shalai Mir HaKadosh, we're in Mechdei Samikdosh, with Hashem, and Mashiach Ein will be celebrating Purim a day later, because it's the only Yom Tov which is not going to be bottled. We say with Hashem, next year to have the Torah way being led, Mashiach will give with Hashem, and all come to Shem, and you can on the Tanya Deah that we didn't know, and that will be the greatest Simcha Purim.